This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
What about dangerous psychotropic drugs? Well, the father of ADHD calls himself a liar on his deathbed. I'll get to that in just a couple minutes. We can also go over to these high-profile criminals, school shooters and the such. What's the deal? Why are they going crazy? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, we have Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also follow us on our brand-new website, which is doing really well, and we just wanted to tell you thank you very much for being a part of the Answers to America's Dilemma by actually getting involved. It is sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. At this point, folks, again, we're doing very well, and again, we just appreciate it. As a matter of fact, we went from, I believe, some 100 thousands to up to 22,000 ratings in within 2 weeks, and only you could have done that. Again, so we appreciate that. sonsoflibertymedia.com. It is a resource to give you the alternative to conservative, professed Christians, professed patriots that are only magnifying the problems rather than bringing forth the resolve. People are simply destroyed for the lack of knowledge, so therefore what we want to do is give you the knowledge not to put your feet upon the rock and establish your goings only by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If I was in a black church right now, you know, they'd all be standing up saying, bring it down, Brother Dean.
Amen.
Maybe we should go to Ferguson, Missouri there and preach it down. I don't know.
I think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah. How's that working out for the state-run media? Folks, you can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1. As well as can you give us a call at any time. Stick to the topic, please. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We have our friend out at the Minnesota State Fair again, Chase, running the Sons of Liberty .com, the booth out there. And I just wanted to welcome up on the radio here on the Sons of Liberty. Chase, how's it going out there, my friend?
It's doing well, thank you, sir. Yeah, call me Field Correspondent Chase. I like the ring of that.
I like that. Hey, I like that. Yeah, we should get a couple more of those across
the
country.
He's on duty. That's
actually giving
us, mission.
You know, telling us what he's seeing rather than, you know, a make-believe, contrived, mystical world, just kind of like saying what you believe you saw. No, that's not what's going on here, friends. In saying that, let's go back over to the Minnesota State Fair. Where are you located, first and foremost, Chase?
Right at the corner of Van Patch and Cooper, if you find Spaghetti Eddie, the deep-fried Twinkie stand, we're right behind it. You can't miss us. Got a beautiful setup out here. We've gotten a lot of compliments, actually, a lot of positive feedback. Some veterans saying they really appreciate how it looks and honoring the prices that they paid and that their friends and brothers have paid for our freedom. So we've got a lot of really cool response out here in the positive, that's for sure. Even had some people out here yesterday, had a couple naysayers, a couple people kicking and screaming that we were out here to begin with.
Wait. Kicking and screaming. Let me guess. The homosexuals.
Two of them?
No. Who else? No, actually, just yesterday, there was only one. I mean, we had plenty of naysayers, and we actually got to witness to a couple homosexual, two girls. And that was really good, actually, because they really, they got it. You know what I mean? And it clicked for them in a way they never had heard before.
Yep.
But this guy who came by in particular, he came by the first time and you could tell he was just boiling on the inside that we were out here, handing out the gospel and reaching the people. I'm with the truth. And he came back about three times in about 10 minutes. The first time he was kind of calm but angry. The second time he started screaming. And the third time he started screaming. Wouldn't listen to a single thing we had to say. Go figure.
Of course.
What else is new? Just kept on calling us intolerant and ununderstanding. But then when you
Okay, wait. He's sitting there yelling at you at the whole time.
Right.
He doesn't let you get a words in edgewise.
And you're intolerant.
Yeah, of course. That's what we're dealing with. Did he have horns, by the way?
And a pitchfork?
Did he have horns and a pitchfork?
Not externally, anyway. No.
Hey, Chase, did he not get his coffee that morning, or what's going on?
That must have been it. I don't know. Maybe it was a state fair coffee. I've heard some bad things about it out here. No.
Well, maybe that was the version of the homosexual protest and uproar concerning my ministry again this year. I don't know.
All one of them.
Yeah. It's funny, too, that you say, it's like, well, was it a couple people? It actually was just one. So, you know, you think of all the people that go to the Minnesota State Fair. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of people that go. And then we're talking about one individual. You know, forget all the compliments you've had in the booth and the veterans who appreciate what you do and all the thank yous for what you do. People just like to focus on that one squeak wheel. But you know what? We're happy to do what we do.
But you know what's interesting? It's for the most part, that's what people feed on. They love the squeaky wheel.
Exactly.
You give them good news. Nobody cares about it. 99% of what goes on out at that booth is totally positive.
Yeah.
And it's a going forward in the right sense, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yep.
But nobody wants to hear about that. They want to hear about the one bad or the one or the two things that went bad that day.
Yep.
And that seems to feed the flock for some reason. So anything, well, give us some kind of a testimonial. We got about 2 minutes, so fill it with words.
Okay, so yesterday, I was talking to two teenage guys, 16 and 17 years old. Not necessarily the first ones you'd think to start talking to about abortion, but for some reason we went there. I actually handed them, Steph, your new book. After I asked them, they said, oh, it's a woman's right to choose. You know, it's her body. It's just a fetus, this, that, and the other thing. Handed them that new book that we have, sent out to all the representatives and senators across the United States. And after 30 seconds of flipping through that, I asked them again. They said, no way. This is murder.
Amen.
It shouldn't be going on in our nation. It just clicked in their mind in a way that it never had before.
Amen.
That was really cool to see.
That's all it is. Chase,
I was able to witness them.
Let me interject this thought, Chase, really quick. Folks, did you hear what he just said? Because this is exactly why the younger generation thinks it's okay, because they don't know what it is.
Yep.
They've been lied to. They've been told it's a fetus, this, that, and the other thing. Well, those that say it's a fetus, well, what are you? You're a grown-up fetus. And my Bible tells me that we're wonderfully and fearfully created by the Lord in the womb. So obviously we are all human beings. We know what's being developed inside of the womb and by the creative creator, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ within the womb. So once again, when you show the students, the young people, what it is, they're not an advocate. But what's interesting is those that do advocate the murder of the children in the womb, they hate your guts because they don't want you to show people what they're advocating.
Yep, that's exactly right. And they got it, too. I tell you what, I mean, they walked away with that conviction of their heart. They know what's right and wrong.
And the thing is,
praise God that we were there to bring it to them.
Yes. Amen, that's right.
That's awesome. And the thing is, you know, like they say, a picture is worth a thousand
words. Right.
All you
got
to do is show them one or two pictures, and, like you
said,
30 seconds for their mind to be switched around and say, oh, this is wrong.
Well, they've never been told that.
No.
Again, we got about 1 minute. Chase, where are you at the Minnesota State Fair? Folks, if you're in the state of Minnesota and you're going to be going to the fair, do stop and check out the booth. Where are you at again one more time, Chase?
We're right outside the Merchandise Mart at the corner of Van Pass and Cooper. You see the deep-fried Twinkie stand right up the street. We're right behind there. You can't miss it. Right inside the main entrance off of Snelling on the east side of the state fair.
And Chase,
we're right here.
And Chase, what do you look like so they can come up and say hello to you?
Oh, how about a tall, strong, red-headed, slightly bearded guy?
Burly-headed.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Chase out at the Minnesota State Fair. Do check us out again. Thank you for your time. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Sons of Liberty Media. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about the father of ADHD calls himself a liar. Be right back. What's up with this guy's stuff?
You ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock clean?
So he called and said he's a really good friend. He's a good friend of Tim Brown. He said, I want to talk about a topic that we mutually agree on.
Cut off their minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains.
That's what he started saying?
Yeah.
Weight control is this easy. Why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans?
Of homosexuals.
The truth be told,
what's his name?
According to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at SonsOfLibertyTeam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You set a light throughout the world, America, through justice. Because justice is the guardian of liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You see, a nation ceases to be a Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. America, you are the law under God. Justice is the call of the American people. So I ask, what is the guardian of liberty? Justice is. And you are the law.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie. Real quick, what we want to do is we want to get over the topic of the father of ADHD calls himself a liar. But before we do that, we have to let you know that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And please share with us as to why that is, Steph.
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ and we want the heart of God. Now, I want to share with you a little bit about John Wesley. For those of you who don't know who he was, he was that famous field preacher. He's the guy that rode on horse, preaching out in the open air, eating 250,000 berries.
250,000 miles.
Yeah, 250,000 miles on horseback. You probably couldn't get most preachers to go 250,000 miles in an air-conditioned bus, let alone on horseback. But this is what he had to say.
You're giving a lot of latitude, aren't you?
Well, I don't think you can get a lot of preachers nowadays.
You can't
nowadays.
Even get a preacher today
yeah.
in America with more than 50 people in his congregation to give someone a call back.
Yeah, it's something, isn't it?
It's probably it takes a concerted effort to actually get that phone into his hand and then dial the person.
He's so busy, with his 50 people in his congregation.
That's what I was thinking.
Definitely. But he said this. He said, "Give me 100 preachers who fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but God. Such alone will shake the gates of hell." He said, "God grant that I may never live to be useless." There's so many people who are idle and so many people who say, "Well, I've got all the time in the world to do what I want to do." No, the Lord told us in his word to redeem the time because the days are evil. That means every moment that you have, you should be spending it on the gospel's sake and on the kingdom's sake.
Yeah, what was it that Whitfield said? He wouldn't go more than 15 minutes without actually preaching the gospel to a new person.
Yep, that's exactly right. Now, he also said this, which is such a good point. He said, "What one generation tolerates, the next generation will embrace." So, the big word nowadays in society is tolerance. Well, we've got to, we've got to have tolerance one toward another. Now, listen, in the Bible, if you look in the Word of God, everything is black and white. Do this and live. And choose life. Those are the options that you have. We're not to be tolerant of sin. In fact, we're supposed to be very intolerant
That's
of
right.
sin.
That's right.
So when you look at that, you say, "Oh, we just need to love everybody." Love everybody by giving everybody the truth.
Love worketh no ill. You
That's
owe
right.
your brothers and sisters the truth. Now, I got that from Romans 13, and it's also the chapter where the beginning, Paul takes it and he begins to magnify God's moral law, the Ten Commandments in the New Testament, and then he starts talking about when you do these things, it's the fulfilling of the law, and what is the essence, the pith and marrow, what's the heart of that law? Love.
That's exactly right. Now, he also said this, unless God has raised you up for this very thing, you will be worn out.
Hang on a second. Did you not, like, get your coffee or something? Because it's just like you're kind of like, you know, are you tired or something?
I'm not tired. And actually, I think I'm pretty. Well, I don't think I'm dragging or anything.
You're not. You're dragging.
Okay, hold on. Go really fast. Okay, right here.
No, not too fast.
All right.
But just let's get a little
Unless
life
God
in
has
it.
Raised you up for this very thing, you will be worn out by the opposition of men and devils. But if God be for you, who can be against you? Are all of them together stronger than God? Oh, be not weary of well doing. You have to make sure that you understand that you're going to have a lot of opposition out there, but be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. John Wesley said you have but one business on earth, and that's to save souls.
Amen. I like that. ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. Let me say this again. The father of ADHD calls himself a liar. He said on his deathbed, ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. Now, these again were the words of Leon Eisenberg, the scientific, listen to the word, scientific father of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, in his last interview before his death. Now, can you imagine being that man?
No.
The last words that come out of his mouth are the truth of what he made a living on during his lifetime. Oh,
bad place to be.
My gosh. Leon Eisenberg made a luxurious living off his fictitious disease thanks to the pharmaceutical sales. And coincidentally, he received the Ruane Prize for Child and Adolescent Psychiatric Research. He's been a leader in the psychiatric for more than 40 years through his work in pharmaceutical and pharmacological trials, research, teachings, and social policy for his theories of autism. Folks, pay attention to the wording here. Theories of autism and social medicine, according to Psychiatric News. Yes, it was even admitted that they are his theories. He said it. I didn't, friends. Keep that in mind. The medical industry is using the guise of helping children to depersonalize and disconnect our children from a healthy, normal upbringing. Parents are placing their children on these dangerous drugs and subjecting them to what the world has to offer, when in fact all these children are looking for is their parents, in hopes of being the blessing that God has intended them to be. In the United States, 1 out of 10 boys among 10-year-olds take medication for ADHD on a daily basis. By the way, friends, for those that did not know, these used to be illegal drugs back in the 50s, street drugs, okay? And if you remember right, it was George Bush Sr. that opened the gates to the pharmaceuticals on the American people. Again, in the United States, 1 out of 10 boys among 10-year-olds take medication for ADHD on a daily basis. Now, I also want you to think about this. ADHD falls to who? I mean, the kid is hyperactive.
Mm-hmm. He wants his parents.
He wants his parents.
Mm-hmm.
He wants their attention. So instead of the parents actually training their child up by spending time with them, by educating them, by nurturing them, by feeding them both in the natural and the spiritual, they put them on drugs for something created called ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ADHD, whose responsibility does it fall to? Is the responsibility of the kid to actually train up the parent, or is it the parent's job to actually train up the child? And is it the parents putting the kid on the drug? I mean, what would it be like if the kid was putting the parents on the drug?
Right.
I mean, this is sick and twisted, friends. It's not the kid's fault. It's the parent's fault that doesn't want to pay attention to their kids. And if you go to a public school, by the way, also keep in mind that public schools are setting your students up for the fall so they can say or diagnose them as having ADHD. It's purposed, friends. Quite a kickback, I'm sure, when the doctors, you know, actually prescribe kids on these dangerous drugs, Ritalin, so on and so forth,
mm-hmm.
Vicodin. American psychologist Lisa Cosgrove and others reveal the facts in their study. There are financial ties between DSM-4 panel members and the pharmaceutical industry. They found that of the 170 DSM panel members, 95, that's 56%, had one or or more financial associations with the companies in the pharmaceutical industry. 100% of the members of the panels on the mood disorders and schizophrenia and other psychotic disorders had financial ties to drug companies. Okay? Mm-hmm. Folks, it gets better. Just hang on a minute. And they are reaping major benefits off this fictitious disease. Indeed, for example, the assistant director of the pediatric psychopharmacology unit at Massachusetts General Hospital and associate professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School received $1 million in earnings from drug companies between 2000 and 2007. I'm sure it's much more than that, friends. Marc-André Gagin, and Joel Lechtchin, a longtime researcher of the pharmaceutical promotion, performed a study which shows that the U.S. pharmaceutical industry spent 24.4% of the sales dollars on promotion versus 13.4% on research and development in 2004. So,
say that again.
I'll say it again. Marc-André Gagnon and Joel Lechtchin, a longtime researcher of the pharmaceutical promotion, performed a study which shows that the United States pharmaceutical industry spent 24.4% of the sales dollars on promotion versus 13.4% for research and development in 2004. So that's almost twice as much money on pushing their drugs on the people than research to make that it's safe.
Wow.
As to those who receive their
that
dangerous products.
That speaks volumes, doesn't it?
It totally does. So this raises the following questions. Are they safe? Oh, my goodness, friends. I can't actually wait to just jump to the next segment here. Because this gets better and better and better. And it gets sick, friends. But it gets very revealing. Very telling, friends. What I'm going to do, just for the sake of slowing my roll for a minute, because I really want this to sink in, friends. I'm going to go to the back of the antidepressant black box. There are warnings on the back of the boxes of the antidepressants. And I want you to weigh in the light of truth and common sense for yourselves as to, do you believe that these dangerous psychotropic antidepressants, they are, I'm not trying to form your opinion for you, but I'm just calling it for what it is. Do you believe that they're safe for you or your children? Because I'm going to get to the black box warnings just on the other side of this break. And I also want you to understand that if it's not alarming, like so many other things we hit on today, I don't know what will be. We're going to talk about the side effects right when we come back. Again, it's right on the antidepressant black boxes. They're the warnings, friends. It's like those that smoke cigarettes.
That's right.
You know, they smoke the cigarettes, but they get the warning right on the side, but they keep nailing the coffin, don't they?
Do it anyway.
All right, folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
FridayFoodSupply.com. You can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else. A meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor. And a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us.
us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about the ADHD as a prime example of a fictitious disease. That was none other than he who actually developed the ADHD, Mr. Leon Eisenberg. Now, friends, right before the break, we were talking about how we're going to read the antidepressant black box warnings so you can weigh in the light of truth for yourselves as to, is it healthy for your kid or yourself? You decide. The side effects of these dangerous antidepressants goes as follows. Confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, homicidal ideation. Here, let me say that one more time, friends. This is the warning on the antidepressant black boxes. Confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, homicidal ideation. Now, what's interesting is when you read that, really what they're doing is they're attempting to lawfully cause themselves to be impervious to any lawsuit when people finally figure out that these drugs are not healthy in any sense of the word. Mm-hmm. They're already telling you, well, listen, your kid goes and kills himself. We already told you that there's suicidal ideation. Yeah, someone's on these antidepressants and they go kill somebody. Hey, we already told you homicidal ideation. You know, if they're driving behind the car and all of a sudden they pass out, they lose consciousness, we already told them loss of consciousness. You know, if they're out there and they're just freaking out in the field and they walk in the middle of the street and they get killed, well, we already told you guys in the back of the black box, if your kid's on antidepressants, making us $100 to $200 million a day because you're too stupid to figure out that these are dangerous drugs. Well, we already told you that the side effects are delusions. You know, if a guy's walking on a thin wire, he's walking across a bridge and he falls into the water and he dies, we already told you that, you know, a side effect is feeling drunk. So he apparently thought he was drunk and he fell in the water. Not our fault. Or you know, if that one of those kids, those little kids has just got an attitude problem, or one of those adults got an attitude problem, and they get in a car and they go down the street and they start shooting somebody up. Hey, listen, you know, we just wanted to let you know, we already told you. You know, it's not our fault, say the pharmaceutical companies, because we told you that one of the side effects is hostility. You know, when you put your little kid on a dangerous psychotropic drugs called, for ADHD, that's contrived, it's a fictitious disease, say the actual one that contrived the whole scheme, Mr. Leon Eisenberg. Hey, don't blame us. Don't blame us at all, man. We already told you the side effects, right? Hostility. You know, or the guy that gets in his car and he's, you know, road rage? We already told you the side effects are hostility, man. Don't blame us. You know, I know that little kid or those grown-ups are so, you know, confused that they want to go home and, you know, take themselves out because they're on dangerous psychotropic drugs. But we've already safeguarded ourselves against anybody that might bring a lawsuit against us because we already told you that one of the side effects is confusion. You see how this works, friends? This is how sick these people are. So I got a question for you. Why would any parent in their right mind subject their children to drugs with such dangerous side effects? Tell me, please. Dr. Edward Hamlin, a founding member of the Royal College of General Practitioners in 1998, stated ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. See, the attention deficit lies in the responsibility of the parents, not the child, because again, Scripture tells us that the parent is to train up a child in the way he or she should go, and when he or she is old, he or she will not depart from it, Proverbs 22:6. Not the other way around.
Well, it's amazing. It's exactly right. When you look at the fact and you look at these school shooters, these 14, 17, 18, 15-year-old kids that are, you know, shooting people at schools and killing their parents and their grandparents and so on, well, it's not too big of a surprise when you read the black box and you find out the fact that, listen, there's suicidal ideation, there's, you know, all these...
Great point.
You know, it's like, well, okay, so we know that it's there. You see what the side effects are in the black box. Then they have all these school shooters that do these things. They're prescribed Prozac and Luvox and all these different things. And then we wonder, why are they doing that?
Yeah.
Because they're not in their right mind. You're messing with their mind.
Ask the kid that's forced to take them.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting about that, when we're on the road, folks, we haven't watched TV in years. There's nothing good about it. The Bible says they come out from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing, and then I will receive you. King David set no wicked thing before his eyes, Psalm 101, verse 3. Now, when we're out there, every once in a while, we'll go into a hotel room. And just every hotel system is set up differently. And sometimes commercials will come on. And me and Stephanie are looking at each other when these antidepressant drugs or these drugs, drug commercials, which have just peppered television over the last 15 to 20 years. I mean, getting to the extreme, friends. I mean, 3/4 of the commercial is the side effects.
Oh, it was almost hilarious. I remember when we were on the road, we saw this, and like you said, we hadn't watched or seen any kind of TV in a long, long, long time, and all of a sudden we saw this commercial, and they're like, so-and-so for this may cause this and this and this and this and itchy elbows and dry eyes.
45 seconds.
I almost thought, is this a joke? Like, it almost seemed, it was like a joke, like,
well,
it is
a joke. It's a joke on the person that actually buys it.
I couldn't even believe it. It's almost like, you're kidding me. You're trying to sell this thing. You talk for about 20 seconds about how wonderful it is, and then the last 30 seconds, you're
it's
selling
not
all
even
the
that. No. It's not even that long. I paid attention to it, and I've timed it. It's usually about the last 10 to 15 seconds they'll talk about the pros of the con, is really what it comes down to.
The pros of the con.
It's a con job is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say that. Mr. Eisenberg said that. ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. Friends, you're talking about he who contrived ADHD. Now, it's absolutely amazing to me how those out in the conservative Christian world are caught up into, you know, I think it really does help my child, you know, and I think it really helps me out a lot, too, right?
Right? Am I talking to just like five voices right now or eight? Or am I talking to like 12 voices or three? You know, all my kid, my kids just love it. Hang on a second, guys. They're in the back right now shooting at each other. Or is my other, I'm not even being funny, friends. Here, let me give you a couple examples. Kip Kinkle, age 14, killed his parents and went on a shooting spree at his high school in Springfield, Oregon, killing two and injuring 25. He was on Prozac. Here's the fruit, friends, from the tree. Again, you can get no closer to than he who can try. The devil's telling on himself here, friends. That he always does. ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. He's the one that created it. There's no debate. There's no argument. There's nothing to talk about. He said it was fictitious. It doesn't exist. It only exists in your mind. So in other words, there's absolutely no excuse, or let me say it this way to the pharmaceutical companies. They can't justify it. And neither can the parent that has their kid on these drugs. Because it's a fictitious disease. It doesn't exist. Kind of like what much of what the media promotes, right? Jeff Weiss, 17 years old. We did his high school, by the way, in Bemidji, Minnesota. Red Lake. His grandpa was the sheriff of the county. I'm sorry, the community there in Red Lake. He ends up blowing his grandpa and his grandma away, the sheriff of his particular community, goes into his public school and kills seven others, and then he kills himself right in front of the teachers. He was on Prozac. Eric Harris, age 18, from Columbine High School. By the way, the court's meant to stifle and cover up this information concerning Eric Harris. They didn't want the populace to know what was going on. Eric Harris, age 18, from Columbine High School, shot 12 fellow students with some help, by the way, friends, and a teacher. He'd been taking Luvox. They tried to conceal that information from the public eye. Why? Because they know it's fictitious. They know they're dangerous. T.J. Solomon, a 15-year-old wounded six at Heritage High School in Conyers, Georgia. He was on Ritalin, friends. What's going on out there? What's going on with all these high-profile criminals? What are they on? Just ask the question. Chris Pittman, age 12, shot and killed his grandparents at close range, then set their house on fire. 12 years old, friends. He was on Zoloft. Jason Hoffman, at age 18, wounded two teachers and three students at Granite Hills High School. He was on Effexor and Celexia. Friends, listen carefully. The scientific father of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder said ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. They come in, they inundate the American people, saying, listen, your kid, not because he's on sugar, is really hyper. Or he's got a lot of energy to burn up, or, you know, a lot of energy to run off, whatever the case might be. No. There's something wrong with him mentally. And we know that if we keep telling the people this long enough, that sooner or later they're going to believe us, and we're going to make millions and millions and millions of dollars off of their ignorance and stupidity. I'm giving you the fruit off the tree, friends. And I'm also giving you the seed as to the one Leon Eisenberg planted. And he's telling you it's a total lie. Boy, how would this work in court? Where's the lawsuits? Seriously.
Yeah.
What, you don't need anything else, friends. There's the evidence. You know? That is if you didn't have enough discernment to know the difference in the first place. There's a school in Appleton, Wisconsin, where they had problems with these troubled kids. They were going to these schools. You want to tell the story?
Yeah. They're alternative schools, and they had a school, and they had alternative kids that obviously were at their school. And so obviously when your kids are going to alternative school, because they're troubled in some way, they've gotten into trouble. But they changed their diet. They took away the pop machines. They fed them fruits and vegetables and only foods that were good for them, and they don't have any behavioral problems
within
with those,
1 week,
with
friends,
those kids.
The school completely changed within 1 week.
That's right.
It is their diet. We're We're going to come back and I'm going to finish off.
No more sugar.
The father of ADHD calls himself a liar. ADHD, prime example of a fictitious disease. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. By the way, it's posted right now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Angela in Atlanta, Georgia. Bradley Dean's video series titled My War shows Bradley's journey bringing a message of truth to young people in assemblies across this nation. And it's a message they respond to in positive and powerful ways. In this series, he also reveals evidence of anti-American, anti-family, and anti-Christian influences that the children in government-controlled education are exposed to every day. Get your copy of My War and see for yourself. Have video watching parties within your community and then consider joining Sons of Liberty Radio in their mission to rescue the children from the government system, and let's empower parents to train up their children in the way they should go. Thank you, Bradley, for taking a stand for our nation's children.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's MoneyCode, the number 23.com. At MoneyCode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit MoneyCode23.com for free today. That's MoneyCode23.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Wow. Again, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm sorry I didn't throw the number out there. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We've been talking about how the father of ADHD calls himself a liar on his deathbed. He said that ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, he said it's a fictitious disease. That's what he said. He said that it was a fictitious disease. Okay? Nothing to talk about. This needs to be brought back to the pharmaceutical companies and hold them accountable. You have contrived a fictitious disease, and you have made... Steph, what did you just tell me a second ago?
According to IMS Health, sales of antidepressants in the United States alone surpassed $11 billion in 2010. Antidepressants are now the third most commonly prescribed drug class in this country.
Wow, and it's a fictitious disease, friends.
It's a convenient babysitter, really, is what it is.
It always works for the bureaucracy, in this particular case, the pharmaceuticals. Let's get back over to this. Jason Hoffman, at age 18, he wounded 2 teachers and 3 students at Granite Hills High School. He was on Effexor and Celexia. Huh. Corey Baskard, age 16, took 23 classmates and a teacher hostage at his Washington State High School. He was on Effexor. Do you think someone in their right mind is going to do that, friends?
Right.
Again, what are the side effects? Confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, and
none other than homicidal ideations. But, hey, friends, it's not their fault.
Well, you know, you have...
Just so you know that, it's not their fault, okay? Really, what it comes down to, again, we can look for somebody to blame, but who's putting their kids on dangerous psychotropic drugs in the first place? You got to take responsibility, friends.
Yeah, and, you know, you have a personal experience with this because you interviewed a man who was in Stillwater Prison.
I'll get to that in just a minute.
Oh, okay, sounds good.
Bradley Voorhees shot his wife 21 times. That's
right.
What you're talking about.
Yep.
He shot his wife 21 times. We got this all on My War, by the way. It's available on sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's our documentary series. But Bradley Voorhees told me, Bradley, I didn't know what I was doing. My doctor just prescribed Prozac. He doubled his prescription.
Ugh.
Now, he can't blame the doctor because he took it, but you know what? The doctors still have to be responsible in particular situations like this, too, because they got to be held responsible for what they're actually prescribing.
And people obviously go to doctors. They're not doctors, so they're trusting their doctor to know what's best for them.
But keep in mind, it's called a practice.
That's right.
And
medicine.
That's right. Let's go back to this. Elizabeth Bush, age 14, shot a fellow student in Wilmsport, Pennsylvania, wounding one. She was on Prozac.
You've got to open up your eyes.
Oh, my goodness. Bradley Voorhees again shot his wife 21 times. That was horrific, by the way. What about Virginia Tech? Cho Sung Hui. He went on a shooting spree and killed 32 people. Did you know, friends, he was prescribed Prozac? Folks, the list goes on and on and on and on. By the way, the pharmaceutical companies themselves even came to terms with it because when you see the back of the boxes, the antidepressant packages, the black box warning is right there. Again, I'll give it to you one more time. This is on the back of the black box concerning dangerous antidepressants. Okay? Confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, okay? Alcohol abuse, homicidal ideation, and I just want to say it one more, and I'm going to hand it off over to Stephanie. ADHD is fraud, okay? Leon Eisenberg, the study of creation again, friends, science, the father of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, in his last interview before his death, said, ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. Let me say it again. ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. It doesn't exist.
You know, and we have to say, too, you can't sit back and say, well, my kid's not on any of that, or no one in my family's on that.
How many times do we have radio programs where when we get done, just black and white issue, no argue, no debate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, my kid does that too, but it's different here. I hear it all the time, and I get off the phone in the particular situation that I'm thinking of right now, and I just think to myself, what is it that you didn't just hear?
Right.
Here's what it comes down to. You don't want to hear the truth. You don't want to hear it. And that's why Jesus constantly said to he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. The truth always comes down to the conviction of what needs to be changed. Truth demands a response.
Yeah.
And when you give people the truth, guess what they don't want? I have another one, case in point. A guy that knows all the ills of society. He will do everything in his power. Just so you can understand what I deal with, friends. He will do everything within his power but what he knows he has to do.
Yeah.
He will go to the very line. He'll act like the tough guy. He'll tell everybody he'll die for it. He'll go to that very line, and guess where he stops? Right
short
before
of it.
It. Yep. And guess who will just sit on that line? Well, the people that he supposedly opposes.
Right.
You know, there's no warfare there because they already win. Until you stand up and actually right the wrong, friends, nothing is going to change. But rest assured, you know as well as I do that there is probably a lawsuit in the, in the gazillions concerning this issue right here. When the scientific father of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, my gosh, I was the most hyperactive kid in the world.
Yeah.
I didn't need drugs. I needed my mom and my dad.
Yeah.
Which just happened to be MIA.
Well, you know, there's a couple of different things. If you're thinking, well, maybe my kid needs to be on something like that. Listen, ask yourself the question. First of all, Are you there with your kid? Are you leaving your kid to himself? Does he play video games all day? Do you give him, pump him full of sugar and he's running around like crazy? And then you, I understand that perfectly because I got a 4-year-old
yeah,
that I gave
you.
A lot of
sugar. I'm giving her that look right now, guys.
I have a 4-year-old that I gave a lot of sugar to last night. And yes, he ran around like crazy. Why? Because he had too much sugar. So when you look and say, well, listen, you know, my kid's so active and so blah, blah. First of all, if they're boys, it's kind of natural. I suppose girls can be too, but for boys in my house, I notice that they're pretty active. But then if you pump them full of sugar, they're going to be more active, and then also
if you put gas on a fire, it's going to spread.
That's right.
Okay.
And then also, are you giving them of your time too? Because if you just leave them alone to play video games and do whatever they want to do, of course they're going to find a little bit of trouble. Because kids will naturally do those things that they're not supposed to do unless they're trained up to do the right things. And what I was saying earlier too is you can't say to yourself, well, you know, my kid's not on any drugs, or my kids, or I'm not taking these antidepressants. No one in my family is. Listen, as we just saw these school shooters, you meet people in society all the time that you don't know that are on these dangerous psychotropic drugs. And what happens?
One out of 10 kids.
Yeah, and that's right. And what happens if this kid gets it into his mind to do something at your kid's school or some adult while they're driving?
That might be a fictitious number, too, by the way.
Oh, that they want.
I'm not being funny.
Yeah,
it may be contrived. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm doing some research here, and the research that we've done before, the use of antidepressants and other psychotropic drugs, those that affect brain chemistry, has skyrocketed over the last decade.
Of course.
Between 1995 and 2002, the use of these drugs rose 48%. The CDC reported. So, an adult use of antidepressants almost tripled between the periods of 1988 through 1994 and 1999 through 2000. So we're looking at a lot more people getting on these drugs, and we have to do something to stop the problem now educating ourselves.
It's called discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Train up a child. Again, we talked about that. Proverbs 22:6. He who withholds the rod hates his son. See, this is why the state is coming in saying, oh, those that chastise their kids, that's abuse. And what do? You know, you shouldn't do that. You should put them on dangerous antidepressant drugs called, you know, whatever the case might be, Ritalin.
Yeah, Prozac, you know,
Alexor, so on and so forth. I mean, it's ridiculous, friends, but you see the state trying to actually guard the chicken coop or at least create the illusion that, listen, you better not discipline your kids, because if you do that, we can come in and we can actually, you know, tell you, you're not going to do that again. We need to get that kid on drugs. Well, who does it work for? Everybody's getting a kickback,
you know,
friends. You need to think.
I wonder what our grandparents did. You know, they worked.
They respected their elders.
That's right. They were disciplined. They worked hard. They had a fear of God. They were trained up to love and serve their elders and also to love and fear God. Now, for those of you that say, listen, I appreciate what you guys are doing, I want to highlight a couple different things. Our product of the week this week is What is the Price of Your Freedom T-shirt? As we mentioned earlier in the program, we're at the Minnesota State Fair right now. It's so popular at the fair. At the very front of it says, What is the Price of Your Freedom? Ask a Veteran. And on the back, it has an awesome picture of Christ on the cross. It says, What is the price of your redemption? Ask the Son of God. It's one of our most popular items. It's available in small through double XL. For those of you that are already sons and daughters of Liberty, you get 25% off the product of the week just by calling 1-866-233-0747. And for those of you that say, listen, I'd like to learn more about what you guys are talking about through this media source and these articles. I love to get these articles and to be able to have it in my own hand. Please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's doing very well right now. We want to spread the word even more and get more people out there. For those of you who want to donate, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. We cannot do this without your support.
And if you're in the state of Minnesota, check us out at the Minnesota State Fair. Say hey to Chase over there. Say hi to him for me, will you? Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. We love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural
medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.